USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This year's Memorial Day feels more normal as COVID-19 restrictions are loosened and the pandemic continues to wane. The Department of Veterans Affairs reminding Americans on this Memorial Day that over 12,000 veterans lost their lives in the battle with the coronavirus. President Biden honoring soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. Biden joined by Vice President Kamala Harris, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and others in laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. More states are getting 70% of their adults vaccinated against the coronavirus. The latest to join that group are California and Maryland. They're the 11th and 12th states to hit the mark. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
A Facebook whistleblower who leaked documents to Project Veritas exposing the tech giant's policy on suppressing vaccine hesitancy has been fired. In a video posted on Friday, Facebook data center technician Morgan Clayman was shown on a Zoom call with an executive telling him that his employment has been terminated when Project Veritas president James O'Keefe crashed the meeting. Clayman was suspended on Thursday after revealing he was a previously anonymous insider who turned over the internal company documents outlining Facebook's strategy to Project Veritas. A Chicago man is making history.
A Chicago man has become the oldest American to climb to the summit of Mount Everest. 75-year-old Arthur Muir returned from the mountain on Sunday, making it to the summit earlier this month. A previous attempt in 2019 had to be called off after Muir suffered an ankle injury. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making some strong accusations against China.
As the Chinese government says they're done investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic and blame it on nature, many in the scientific community says there's nothing natural about this virus and are pointing at a Wuhan, China laboratory as the source. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News says this is a cover-up by the Chinese government.
Every piece of evidence points to a leak from this laboratory. That's all circumstantial, to be sure. The people who could clean this up, the people who could answer these questions have refused to do so. The Chinese Communist Party knows where this came from. They know who patient zero was. They could fix this. If I'm wrong, they could embarrass Mike Pompeo. Come on, bring it. Show the world that this didn't come from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They're not going to do that because they know that they covered this up in the same way that Chernobyl was covered up for so long, and we saw the same results. Millions of people dead.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The national head of the YMCA hopes summer camps can help America's youth mentally recover from the pain and stress of the pandemic.
They experienced significant difficulties over the past year, you know, with school being virtual, isolation, away from their friends.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Kevin Washington saying all affiliates will follow CDC and local health guidelines to provide a fun, safe environment for children at camps this summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.